Hey, my name is Chris Johnson. I just ran fucking 11.36 miles. What do you think of that shit? And by just ran, I mean just fucking ran. Like an hour ago. I finished like an hour ago. What time is it? No, I finished an hour and 10 minutes ago. But let me tell you something. I feel like fucking dog shit. There's 125 laps around the fucking track and I feel like fucking garbage. I gave some tips recently. If you're gonna start running, about fucking shoes. I got another tip for you. It's okay to feel like shit. It's okay to think you're not going to be able to fucking do it. You know what? This goes beyond fucking running. This is a fucking tip that you can use in your fucking day-to-day life. You don't need to just save it for runs. You can save it for fucking anything. It is completely fucking okay to think like, motherfucker, I am not going to be able to fucking do this. It's a natural feeling. It's a natural feeling for people like me. Maybe you feel it. It's okay. I got a fucking 30K coming up in a couple weeks. So I've been trying to like up the ante with the fucking runs. 30K is fucking like 18.6 miles or something. And I've done it like three times this specific race. So I know I'm going to be able to do it. It's at Honeyoy Lake. It's one of the Finger Lakes. We run around an entire fucking Finger Lake. It happens in early April. So it's not like as pretty as it probably could be. Because like all the leaves haven't fucking bloomed yet. But I like it. It's aesthetically pleasing. But like before these fucking races, man. Especially the big ones, I think like, bro, there's no way you're gonna be able to fucking do this. You're not gonna be able to fucking do this. Sometimes I feel like that when I'm like out there doing it. I feel like that like with marathons a lot. Like I'll get to fucking mile 21, 22, and I'll just wanna fucking die. And I'm like, bro, you're not gonna finish. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can do it, and you're gonna be fine. I promise this will be fine. But it's okay to have those fucking thoughts. It's fucking normal human fucking thinking. A lot of these toxic positivity assholes are gonna want you to stay fucking positive all the time. That is impossible. Negative feelings are gonna creep in. You're gonna feel fucking shitty. Just acknowledge it and keep fucking working. Just don't fucking stop. Fuck, I get nervous about 5Ks and shit sometimes. Not about not finishing, but like, you know, I try to get these things done in like under 24 minutes, under 23 minutes. And I'll get out there and I'll think, motherfucker, I'm not gonna be able to do this. Like I'll finish, but I'm not gonna be able to finish it in this specific time. I let myself feel that shit. And then I just don't think about it and I go to work. I'm kind of like that with fucking everything. Like when I was going through job interviews for my current job, there was a lot of interviews. But they didn't fuck around then. I got it done quick. I think I had three interviews for this. But it was all done within like a week, so it was fine. And two were the same day. No, it was four interviews. Fuck. There was like an initial one, and then there was two the same day, and then I had one the next day. So I had like four interviews in like 4 days. I didn't give too much of a shit. It was fine. It was all virtual too, so I didn't have to fucking go anywhere. I just had to look presentable from the shoulders up. Oh, I got a fucking tangent on that. Not on the specific interview. Remember like in high school when, it wasn't just high school, but like in school, you'd have picture day. But I remember like for the senior picture day, it was like more formal. It felt more formal. I mean, generally on picture day, you didn't wear shit. Fucking mom would set up like a fucking button down shirt or something with a fucking collar on it. I want you to look good, goddammit. Grandma's gonna get these fucking photos. Like, okay, fine. I'll button this shit. But for senior pictures, I remember I had like a fucking jacket, like a fucking suit jacket or sport coat or whatever the fuck you want to call that shit. And I had a fucking tie. I'm 100% sure it was a fucking clip on. And they were taking those pictures on a fucking hot day. And I thought to myself, like, I'm not wearing this shit to fucking school. I'm wearing like fucking shorts to school. And when it's time for my fucking picture, I'm just gonna fucking like clip the goddamn tie on, put the button down on, and fucking throw this fucking jacket on. We'll take the fucking pictures like this. So in my senior picture, like you'll see Chris Johnson with very short hair, like smiling like a jackass. And yeah, I look presentable. Look like I'm wearing a fucking suit, but really it's all for aesthetics. I had fucking shorts on, and I'll never forget this. I'm walking through the hall just looking like that. I got like my fucking jacket on and my tie, and I got my fucking shorts and shit, and somebody looked at me. They're like, look at this fucking asshole. It's for the pictures, you fucking idiot. Like they were like offended. They were so fucking furious that I was walking around with shorts and like a fucking suit jacket. But those skills came into play years later with the fucking job interview. But I remember I'm going through these fucking job interviews and I can fucking talk now. So one of the only things I'm fucking good at. And I'm in there and I'm just shooting the shit and I'm just fucking yammering in these goddamn interviews. And I'm thinking to myself, like, they're not gonna fucking like my ass. I'm a fucking idiot. What on fucking earth could they possibly see in me? I got the fucking job, so it must have worked. But then like when I get the job, I always think to myself, like, fucking fooled them. Pulled the wool over their eyes. They have no fucking idea what kind of fucking jackass they hired. But like my numbers are good and I'm doing well. But I always think like eventually they're gonna figure out that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I do know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like I know this shit. I'm good at my fucking job. But like it's always in my head that I'm not good enough. It's like that in fucking the few relationships I was in my fucking lifetime. Even when I was like fucking married, like my wife doesn't fucking love me. Now that one, I was correct. It might have been a self-fulfilling prophecy, but I sniffed that shit out. Although to be fair, anytime I'm interested in anybody, I always think that like, they're not gonna fucking like my ass. They want somebody that's got like goals and aspirations and dreams. They want somebody who wants to meet their fucking parents. They want somebody who's gonna go on fucking wine tastings and go pick fucking apples. And I don't wanna do any of that shit. It's best that you know that up front. But to be fair, I don't want to do anything. I don't even want to see my parents. It's not personal. Listen, baby, it's not personal. I don't want to talk to your dad. I don't want to talk to my dad. Listen, I'm going to treat your dad the same way I treat my dad. I'm going to give him the same respect.
Oh, fuck.
Hear that wheezing? That hacking and fucking wheezing? It's 2 fucking hours of running right there. I feel like shit. I gotta take a shower, but I don't feel like taking a shower. Sometimes I get in the shower and I don't want to come out of the shower, so I just avoid getting in the shower. So I thought, well, maybe I can just yammer for maybe 5 minutes. Hey, I put the fucking name in the podcast. Like those weird movies when they say the title. That's as good as it gets. He said it. Was that Family Guy? I don't fucking remember. I don't have to fucking cite the jokes I steal in this cast, goddammit. This is free. I'm not making money off it. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. But I'm also on like every podcasting site. Whatever the fuck you want. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora. I'm on Instagram. That is at maybe the number 5 minutes. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. And this shit's going to wind up right in my Facebook timeline for you so you can catch it there.